We've been getting ready for this all year, but we are finishing up our final preparations ahead of the storm's arrival on Saturday afternoon. We're mobilizing really at our maximum level for this storm because of the heavy snow and the potential for ice. So we're going to have more than 1,200 trucks ready to go to plow, to put down treatment materials across the Fredericksburg area and then down along the northern neck of Middle Peninsula. We will be staged and ready to go when the snow begins on Saturday, and this is going to be a prolonged storm. It's going to snow, start snowing late Saturday, and then continue into Sunday, as well as with the risk of freezing rain and sleet on Sunday, which could, in addition to the snow, could make for very icy conditions. So it's a very serious storm, and we are asking people to not travel once the storm begins and to remain off the roads until conditions improve after the storm ends, which may take some time.
I noticed today, I saw the lines on the road, so I guess you've started to pre-treat roads that you can.
Thursday, we were pre-treating Interstate 95 and primary and high-volume secondary roads in the Fredericksburg area. We'll be finishing that up on Friday, so we'll have all of that complete ahead of the storm, and that's a brine solution, really just a mix of salt and water that goes down and really helps prevent ice from bonding to the pavement once the storm begins. That makes it easier for our plows to come along and push snow and ice off the pavement and try to prevent it from getting packed down.
We all dread ice, and I'm sure you all do too, just because it changes what you're able to do.
For this event, because of the ice, we do have tree crews coming in to assist VDOT crews with clearance of any downed trees, other debris that might fall into the roadway. So it is just another reason we're really asking people to take the storm seriously, to not travel, because in addition to just the snow, there just could be other hazards in the roadway because of the icing. And really, again, with ice, anytime snow or ice is present on the road, it's always going to be a hazardous situation. So we are asking everyone, please finish your preparations, you know, make sure you have everything you would need really to be in your place of shelter for several days, really, as the storm comes through on Saturday, late Saturday into Sunday, and then until really conditions can improve on the roadways. We're going to be focusing first throughout the storm on Interstate 95 and our key primary roads like Route 1, Route 3, Route 17, others like up in Stafford, our 610, 208, 207 down in Caroline, just to make sure that those roads are open for our emergency responders, our medical professionals, people who have to be out during the storm. Because as it continues to snow or we get icing, we're going to have to go back again and again on the interstate, on the ramps, and on our main roads just to make them available, just to make sure we have a lane that is open for people who absolutely have to be out. So conditions are expected to be pretty treacherous. And so we're just asking, we do appreciate everyone who can give our crews space to work during this weekend storm.
And it's also a good reminder that when you're on the road, if you get behind a VDOT truck, try not to pass the trucks on the roads. It'll help them and it'll keep you safer.
Yes. If you let us go first, we're often putting down materials. Certainly that would be sand for traction, and we will be putting down salt as well. So again, our drivers are in a big vehicle with the plow, and they very often have limited blind spots. And so trying to pass them, it just makes for a more dangerous situation for you, your passengers, and for our crews. So again, during the storm, please do not travel. But if you do encounter maybe in the days after the storm, again, just please giving our crews as much space to work as possible is greatly appreciated.
Well, and you guys are usually with these big storms, everyone goes on. It's kind of a rotating 12-hour shift. So thanks to all for all of you for what you do to try to keep things open as much as you can.
Well, thank you, Ted. But really, our employees, we all live here in the Fredericksburg area, and we are, I think, ready to serve our neighbors. We know that this is important, so that people who absolutely have to be out in the storm, they can do that. We're going to be working hard to get safe conditions restored to the region, to make sure people can get back to work and school and life. It is going to take us some time with this storm because temperatures are going to be so cold after the storm passes through this weekend. It will be more difficult for us to do plowing because with temperatures in the 20s, it's just our salt isn't as effective. So it may be some time before people see a plow in their neighborhood. We're going to be working really hard during the storm on our primary roads, so it just might take time before we can really get resources into our neighborhoods in these conditions, and that people may not see bare pavement, right after the storm. So we're asking for everyone's patience as we all get through this together safely. But yes, we are all hands on deck. Everyone, whether you have a job that relates to maintenance or not, everyone has a responsibility here at VDOT during our weather emergencies, and we're going to be working together to get the region back to normal conditions as soon as we can.